Who's up?
John, why do you have...
Come on. Who's up?
Okay, your cousin Barry called. He finished your taxes.
Oh, great. What else you got?
Mr. Gordon is in one.
Thank you. That's better.
John!
It ain't my quarter. It shouldn't have done that.
Hi.
Whoa. I mean, hi.
I'm here to empty the hazardous waste bins. I'm Lester from Ridtox.
I'm Linda from here.
I'll just empty the bins and be on my way.
Oh, my God.
Linda, reel your tongue back in.
Margaret, did you see that guy? He could use his butt as a trampoline.
Well, this is a doctor's office. You bounce on your own time.
But, Margaret, you have no idea how hard it is for me to meet guys.
You?
I don't mean your usual creeps, perverts, and minor criminals. I mean professional men like Lester.
Oh, so you're saying that you want a guy who's around chemicals and fumes all day.
Okay.
Actually, he may be perfect for you.
Mr. Gordon, what's new?
I want an AIDS test.
Let's go back to what's new.
You see, Doctor, I started dating a younger woman. She's 65.
And her parents are okay with that? Let me ask you something. When was the last time you had sex?
1986.
Well, that's what we in the medical profession call a very long time. Oh. You don't need this test.
But I read the papers. I want to be safe and responsible.
Any safer, you'd be in different cities. All right, if you insist. I'm going to have to draw some blood here and ask you some questions. Have you ever had a blood transfusion?
No.
Any IV drug use?
No.
Homosexual activity?
No. And I think I'd remember. Although I did black out for a few hours on VJ Day.
What's with the toothpick? You know, what are you, Neil Armstrong claiming this burger for all mankind?
It's a garnish. Sue me. I'm trying to give the place a lift.
Well, if that's what you're after, why don't you try scraping the grime off the walls and emptying the dead bugs out of the light fixtures?
I don't know, John. It kind of dresses things up.
I like it.
Like it? You can't even see it. You know, you didn't think of that, did you, Reg? I mean, Jake here could put his eye out with one of these things, all right? I could puncture the roof of my mouth.
This puncture, would it shut you up for a couple of days?
Yeah, bite me. Jake, grabbing a paper here.
All right.
Hello? Margaret. Yeah, he's here. Do you want to... Okay. I'll tell him. Margaret said to tell you that your accountant's on his way over here.
Oh, crap. I gotta get out of here.
You're afraid of an accountant? You are a pansy.
Yeah, shut up, will you? Guy's also my cousin. He's a real pain in the ass. Hi, Barry.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
How'd you find me?
Well, it wasn't too tough. You have 365 receipts from the same restaurant.
Reg, Jake, this is my cousin, Barry Becker.
Hey, how you doing? So, John, I got your tax return. You know, I got you one hell of a refund for someone who doesn't make much money.
Well, thanks for sharing that with everybody.
Hey, Reg, can I get a cup of coffee?
Oh, sure, Barry, no problem.
Oh, God, you're staying?
So you knew John as a kid, huh?
Let me ask you a question.
Exactly the same. He just bitched in a higher voice. Here you go, John.
What do I owe you?
Tell you what, why don't you come over to the house for dinner and we'll just call it even.
Can't I just pay you?
Come on, Melissa's dying to see you. And how often do we ask you over to the house? Once a year. Come over tonight, it'll be fun.
Fun and Becker. Two words that don't often bump up against each other.
Hey, shut up, will you, Jake? Listen, I can't do it. I'm afraid I got something tonight with Reggie. Remember, we're gonna go to that place?
Oh, no. See, it turns out that place is closed for renovation. They have to scrape the grime off the walls and empty the dead bugs out of the light fixtures.
Terrific. So we're on.
No, no, not yet. See, I got confused here. Jake, this is the night I'm supposed to take you to see that guy, right?
Oh, I can talk now? I don't have to shut up? No, that's not until next week.
John, if I am one thing, what am I?
Annoying.
No, persistent. And you know I'm just gonna keep bugging you and bugging you until you say yes.
All right, yes, I'll be there.
See? Tonight, 6 o'clock. See you then. Nice to meet you two.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, this is great. You know, now I gotta drive all the way out to New Jersey in the middle of rush hour. Now, I barely know the guy. The only thing we have in common is 100 years ago, my great-grandpa knocked up his great-grandma. Reg, let me have 2 of my cigarettes there, will you, please? I'm gonna need them to get through this night.
Good, Becker. Killing your pain with cigarettes.
Hey, how many times I gotta tell you? You kill pain with liquor. You ease stress with cigarettes. Yeah, you don't have to be a doctor to know this stuff, Reg.
I must say, John, I was pleasantly surprised when Barry called and told me you were coming. I just wished I'd had a little more notice.
Well, I tried to call you, sweetheart, but the line was busy for over 2 hours. So how is your mother, by the way?
He never misses a chance to take a swipe at my mother.
Well, everybody needs a hobby. Am I right, John?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Well, I thought you had a hobby, dear. Sitting in front of that big screen TV, watching every sports event under the sun.
It kills her that there's one pleasure she hasn't denied me yet.
Believe me, it's on my list. Oh, John, we're a smoke-free house.
You know, what about the neighbors?
you kill me. So, John, you want to see pictures of the kids?
God, no. I mean, God, not again.
Time to take the roast out of the oven. Oh, that's okay, Barry. I'll get it.
What the hell's going on here?
What are you talking about?
The two of you. It's like you're about ready to kill each other.
What? No, just normal husband-wife stuff. Although she is a little annoyed you just popped over here like this.
What? Didn't you tell her you invited me?
Hey, I'm on your side.
Side? You know, why do we need sides? Damn it, Barry, this always happens. You're always dragging me into the middle of your crap. You know, what was it the last time? The great vasectomy debate.
Yeah, thanks a lot, by the way. Ouch. John, you've forgotten what it's like to be married, haven't you?
No, I haven't. This is exactly what it's like, you know? You could cut the tension with a knife.
You think this is tense? Oh, yeah, you should have been here last summer. It was crazy. I was having a house painted. Her brother was going through detox in the den, and then I was having that little thing with my secretary.
What? You had an affair?
No, not an affair, a thing. It was one time. Ancient history. Everything's fine now.
The dinner rolls are browning, and then we'll be ready to eat. It's taking a little longer than I expected, but it's the best I can do with that old oven.
Melissa, don't start. What, an old oven, new oven. What's the difference? Heat is heat. Am I right, John?
Who cares?
All you have to do in this house is mention anything new, and Barry thinks it's a complete waste of money.
She wouldn't be saying that if she were the one out there busting her ass to make the money.
Hey, what do you say we look at some kids' pictures, huh?
That's right. I don't work. I just stay at home and take care of the children. And I'm the only one on the block who does it without any help.
Good for you. That's...
She wants help. She should get the therapist to come over here and vacuum while she bitches about a mother.
At least my mother lets me live my own life. He still calls his mommy.
It's a term of affection. You remember affection, don't you?
It's a distant memory, much like our sex life.
Oh, you know, that's it. I've had it. You know, there's a kind of insanity back in the city that I understand, but you two, you've taken crazy to a whole new level. I mean, this is why I hate coming to New Jersey. As far as I'm concerned, they should tear down the bridge and block both the tunnels. Is this what you people do in suburbia? Argue about appliances and money, have affairs, go to therapy?
Affairs?
matter how much someone begs, you never, ever get involved with family. Just bites you in the ass.
What happened?
I got involved with family, and it bit me in the ass. Pay attention, will you?
I thought you just went there for dinner.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Barry and his wife got in a big fight, and now he's living with me. It's only been one night, and his mood swings are driving me crazy. You know, if he's not pacing around, speed-loading Oreos, he's curled up in a fetal position, moaning about how no one will ever love him again. I swear, you know, if I wanted to live with a chick, I'd get married again.
There's so much that offends me in that sentence, I don't even know where to begin.
Morning, Reggie. Jake?
Oh, brother.
Oh, John, when I woke up this morning, you were gone. Did you have an appointment to wreck someone else's life?
For the 50th time, I thought she knew about the affair. You told me like it was no big deal.
It was no big deal because my wife didn't know about it!
Gee, Becker, I know I'm just a chick, but it seems like you left a little something out of that story.
So you open your big mouth the way you shouldn't have, huh, John?
Hey, shut up, will you guys?
Because of someone in this room, my wife will probably divorce me now. Then I'll lose my house. End up some pathetic loser who walks the streets yelling at total strangers.
Wow. Genetics is a frightening thing.
You know, I don't want to listen to this anymore. Have a nice day, you guys.
You're not going to just leave him here with us.
Oh, come on. He just needs a little time to pull his life together, that's all.
I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't work. I know. I'll get a bottle of bourbon and drink myself to death.
See? He's already got a plan. Gordon, good news. Your HIV test came back negative.
That's a relief. You know, that test came back awfully fast. Are you sure it was accurate? Maybe you should do it again.
Yeah, Mr. Gordon, sit down here for a minute, will you, please? Look, you didn't need that test, and you know it. What's going on?
Oh, all right. You see, Dr. Becker, my lady friend is wonderful. She laughs at my jokes. We like the same food. She even lets me watch TV with my pants unbuttoned.
Well, there's a picture for you.
And whether I like it or not, I think sex is the next logical step. I haven't been with a woman since my wife passed away. And I've heard it's different.
I get all the medical journals. Nothing new's crossed my desk.
But I've seen those magazines at the supermarket. How to please a woman. The rules have changed. Right orgasm, wrong orgasm. Who knew there was more than one kind?
Mr. Gordon, the rules haven't changed. They're just enforcing them now. Look, you used to work in the garment district, right?
40 years.
Right. Well, what people want from their sex is pretty much what they want from their clothes. You know, better quality and more attention to detail. Look, the most important thing is to remember that both people should enjoy themselves.
Both people? Times have changed.
Bye, Mr. Gordon. Have a good night.
With God's help.
Easy, Linda. Don't put it all out there. Well, put some of it out there.
Hi.
Hi.
It was in the neighborhood, and the liftgate got stuck on my truck. When I tried to force it open, I think I wrenched my back. You think the doctor could take a look at it for me?
Sure. Linda.
Huh?
Why don't you check Lester in?
I could do that. Come with me. Are we? Okay, let's get on the table. I mean, let's get you on the table.
Should I take my shirt off?
Okay.
Now what?
Huh? Oh, I just need to ask you a few questions. First time seeing the doctor?
Yeah.
That's a check. How would you describe your general health?
Good.
Excellent. Another check. Marital status? Well, that's easy. You don't wear a ring. You're single. Big check.
No, no, I'm married. I don't wear my ring when I'm working because the metal reacts with the chemicals.
Doctor will be right with you.
Yeah, but it hurts when I go like...
Yeah, yeah, life's a bitch. Tell your wife.
This is Melissa and me at a luau on Maui. This is me and Melissa at a luau on Oahu. This is me and Melissa at a luau.
Barry, we're willing to stipulate that you and the missus eat a lot of pork.
Oh, God, I miss her.
Excuse me. I need a moment.
Oh. Oh, this has been the longest afternoon of my life.
You're lucky you didn't actually have to look at the pictures.
Becker! Oh, you gotta do something. Barry's been here all day going on and on about his wife. I know he's your cousin, but he's an incredible pain in the ass.
He's driving us crazy. Please, tell him to go home.
All right, all right, all right. You know, give him a break here, you know? He's going through a rough period.
All right, I'll talk to him. Barry, let me say something to you here. You're an incredible pain in the ass, and you're driving everybody crazy. Go home.
Well done. I'd love to go home. I can't. Melissa won't even take my phone calls. Maybe you can talk to her.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, that worked out so well the last time.
Nah, who am I kidding? She will never forgive me. I am headed for one long, messy, painful divorce. But no matter how long it takes, weeks, months, even years, at least I know I have you to lean on. Come on, John. Let's go home.
I want Barry out of my life.
I really don't want to talk about it.
What are you doing? What is this stuff?
I just agreed to let you come over to pick up the rest of his things.
No, 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 no. Look, these things belong here, just like Barry belongs here. You two can work this out.
I'm afraid it's a little late for that.
No, 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 it's not. Listen, Barry realizes that he shouldn't have told you about the affair.
He didn't. You did.
Well, let's not fixate on who said what to whom. The point is to get two people who love each other back together again.
No, I think it's best he stays with you.
No, nobody wants that. Come, listen, he made one little mistake. Can't you forgive him?
What's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
You know what hurts most? Well, I thought Barry and I had something special. Oh, sure, we had our problems, but... I can't live with someone who no longer finds me attractive.
What are you talking about?
Well, why else would he have an affair?
Oh, come on, please. Listen, married guys have affairs for plenty of different reasons. They're bored, you know, they want to recapture their youth, or sometimes it's just to see if we can get away with it. What I mean is, you are a very, very attractive woman.
Well, you're just being nice.
No, you know me. I wouldn't do that.
Really?
Absolutely. I tell you something, you know, when you got married, I said to myself, now, what did he do to deserve a woman like that?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
All right, well, yeah, that's better, huh? There you go, there you go. All right. Why are we still hugging?
You're right.
No. Don't.
Oh, my God!
Barry!
I told you to wait in the car for a sign. Does this look like a sign?
I asked you to help, not help yourself.
Oh, please, nothing happened here. I was just trying to cheer her up.
Oh, so you didn't mean it when you said I was attractive?
Well, sure I did.
You said she was attractive?
Well, I didn't mean it. What do you think could happen in the 2 minutes since I left you out there?
Oh, who are you kidding? 2 minutes is plenty of time.
Really?
Oh, just get away from my wife. Look, honey, I made one big mistake, and I'm sorry. I've always loved you, and I always will. And if you take me back, I promise I'll do anything I can to make it up to you.
Oh, come on, that was good.
Oh, Barry.
Come here. Oh, yeah. All right, there you go. See, all right, now you're kissing. That means you're back together again. He lives with you now. Oh, yeah.
one more thing before I go. I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I can say it because we're family. I don't like you two people, and I don't care if we're related. I never want to see you again.
Oh, crap. Barry, you got my keys in there. Barry. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, well, what the hell? I've got 2 minutes.